You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Tottenham 7-5 to win the game. The draw is 21-10. And Monaco in the betting at 21-10. This is the final group game in Group J, where Tottenham are top with 10 points. Anderlecht second in this group with 7 points. Monaco only 6 points and Carabag with just the 4 points so far. Tottenham drew 1-1 with West Brom at the weekend Saturday afternoon, whereas Monaco in Ligue 1 went to Bastia and won 2-1. Tottenham qualified, so nothing to really play for particularly.
Yeah, top spot is the only thing they can get. They're actually the head-to-head. Tottenham beat them 2-1 at home and lost 2-1 away, didn't they? So
the one thing I'd say about, if you're thinking about backing Tottenham at 7-5 in this game, is they look tired against West Brom. I follow a number of Twitter people that support Tottenham. Tottenham tweeters, that's probably the better way of putting it. And they were saying that they looked absolutely shattered away at West Brom. And West Brom did finish that game in the ascendancy and could have got the winner.
Yeah.
I just wonder whether, thinking about, they've got a game Sunday afternoon at home against Newcastle, another big game televised,
yeah,
whether or not he might make wholesale changes. He doesn't generally in the Europa League, but they're through. And I reckon he could field a really weakened side here.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either, because, I mean, the players admitted that they were tired against Chelsea as well, didn't they? You know, Harry Kane said, we've had a really tough week. That was when they'd been away to Carabag, which I think was the longest trip in the Europa League or something.
Yeah.
I think he admitted then that they were feeling the effects of it. And then, as you said, they've had the West Brom game. Now they go, at least they're at home, I suppose. You know, that's the one thing. And you get the break to...
Not much of a break, though, is it? Eight o'clock on a Thursday night, Sunday afternoon.
No, it's not.
So you think that they're probably not going to train on Friday, maybe come in for a little bit on Saturday, then they've got the game on Sunday.
But still the best, you know, that we said before, the last round of games, that they had the best record of any of the English clubs coming back from Europe this season. So, you know, they have found a way of getting it done. The situation in this group, as you said, Tottenham, you know, home and hose, really, whether they want to finish top of the group or not, they might just finish top of the group anyway, because on goal difference, because this one, as I said, 2-1 each way, so it'll come down to goal difference. Anderlecht are home to Carabag, so you expect that they'd win that. Monaco have got a lot to play for, though, haven't they? You know, Monaco will come and attack because they need to win the game. They need to give themselves every chance. What if Anderlecht only get a draw against Carabag? They have to try and win the game, Monaco. So I think it'll be quite open. You know, Monaco haven't been particularly prolific in the group, though. They got a 1-1 draw at Anderlecht. They got a 1-1 draw at Carabag. If it is a weakened team, as you say, then I think maybe they could eke out a draw.
I think they'll win this game.
What, Monaco?
Yeah, I do. I think Tottenham will put out a completely changed team, rest their main players, and Monaco
win
this game.
It's not a big price, is it? The traders haven't got a clue, by the way, have they?
No, they've not.
7-5, 21-10. I think
it is kind of factored into the price, because if Tottenham were to play a full strength side here, there'd be a shade of odds on, wouldn't there?
Yeah.
If you could assume Tottenham were. So I think it has been factored into the price, and the compilers clearly understand that Tottenham are likely to field a significantly weakened side as well, to be 7-5 to win this game.
Yeah. One thing to bear in mind as well, and it backs up your bet, is that they haven't failed to score away from home yet this season, in all competitions, that is.
Right.
So, you know, they're going along, you know, nicely away from home. Tottenham, you know, have got goals in them, I think. You know, I think even if Monaco come at them and they've got a weakened team, it's not like they're putting out a load of numpties.
Oh, no.
So I think, yeah, they'll have a right go. I'm going for the draw. Draw on both teams to score as well. I think we'll definitely have goals in this game. I don't think it'll be a boring game, seeing as Monaco do have to have a bit of a go. Second highest away scorers in Ligue 1 behind PSG with 17 goals so far. Mm. So it's a pretty good...
They've conceded a few as well, haven't they?
I'm not kidding. Yeah, conceded 14, I think, haven't they? Yeah. Both to score, draw.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.